This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Darling, willkommen in meinem neuen magischen Geschenkuniversum mit legendären Kleinigkeiten, Kostbarkeiten und Schätzen. Von traumhaften Überraschungen bis zu himmlischen Geschenken. Es ist für all die Stars in deinem Leben etwas dabei. Lass zu Weihnachten deine Beauty-Wünsche wahr werden mit Charlotte Tilbury.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, more with Jess Hooker, plus bad Christmas songs and gingerbread. It's on the way in just a minute.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
They made my road down Baker Street. A year round we would trick or treat and play paintball and get stowed in your jaw if you said the wrong things. I had this dream about buying a boat, so I sewed some tapes that me and Scotty wrote. Got a used sport craft, put a mattress in back, and me and Boner both got laid. Angel Skinner, she was so easy. And Patty Ferguson, she's so sleazy. But she's pregnant. Hell, they're both pregnant now. Dusty's mom used to be happening. Rumor had it she did Eric Clapton. But Dusty told me it was a Rolling Stone. Swear to God.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Christy and Josh and Pat, Nace, Jess. I'm Chick. Hello, Tom.
Chick.
Look at Pat. He's acting like he's playing the harmonica. Yeah. It's pretty good.
I wish I could.
Yeah.
You can't play the harmonica?
Not that well. Not like Tad.
Oh, okay.
Wah, wah, wah.
This is nice. Now, we are going to get a song out of Pat in just a few minutes, I understand.
But oh,
first, Christy has her Christmas hunk.
Recent data shows that listenership of Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You is slipping, which is interesting. We were just talking on the break about our holiday playlist.
Yeah.
According to data from the music tracking site Last.fm, Ms. Carey's classic has begun to retreat, with listenership declining 35% from October 2023 to October 2024 and declining over 20%.
Maybe it's because they're doing it in October.
from November 2023 okay, to November 2024.
You know my rule.
What's your rule?
No Christmas music till after Thanksgiving. Miss Carey wrote the song in 1994 when she was just 22.
It's a great song.
She wrote in her memoir, The Meaning of Mariah Carey.
Can you imagine?
Can you imagine, reading that?
Oh, my God.
Unless there are pictures for me to drink it to.
The releasing the album was considered a risk. You didn't see Christmas videos on MTV back then.
Mariah Carey's one of those women, I think, who's gotten better looking.
Really?
I think she's just a knockout.
Yeah. I think she's always been gorgeous.
She has, oof.
And I think that's a great song.
It is. I agree.
Yeah.
Love it.
It's one of the recent songs, which ones have stuck?
I mean, that one really.
That one and Kelly Clarkson. She has a Christmas song that's in the rotation right now that's in the last five or six
Do you have your little Christmas?
I do have my list.
Oh, you have
My go-to, actually my favorite, though, is always Christmas Wrapping. By the Waitresses.
I like it too.
I do too. I like it. Last Christmas by Wham, right?
Yeah,
that's a great song.
Yeah, I gave her my butt.
Last Christmas.
Right. Santa Claus is Coming to Town by Bruce Springsteen.
Didn't accept my lifestyle.
Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney.
Awful.
You guys really hate it.
It makes Josh violent.
I would rather listen to that 50 times than have to listen to that John Lennon Happy Christmas War is Over turd.
Happy Christmas is very good.
I like that.
Yeah. Hate that.
I always heard Wonderful Christmas Time was actually like they were doing a seance and then they get caught. Like somebody walks in and they're like, pretend like we're doing something Christmas.
How odd.
Like, yeah, if you read the lyrics, it's really weird. Yeah.
It's a sweet, happy song.
It's grating.
Yeah. What about Please Come Home for Christmas by the Eagles?
Oh, yeah.
Is that a safe
terrific.
One?
I don't know if I know it.
Okay. Yeah, Someday at Christmas by Stevie Wonder.
Yes, I like it.
Okay.
The Eagles ones start, bells will be ringing.
Oh, sure. Yeah. That is good, yeah.
That's an old soul tune, right, that they redid?
Yeah. Hanley's voice is killer on that.
Yeah, thank you. That is a good one.
Step into Christmas by Elton John.
Oh,
turd.
What?
That should be disallowed in all Christian countries.
Chick, you like that one?
I like that one.
Okay.
You do.
It stinks.
Well,
it gets
Elton
under
John.
The wire. Well, up until Tumbleweed.
That's
but
true.
This one gets in.
Oh, Underneath the Tree by Kelly Clarkson. That's the one.
Okay. I don't know if I know that.
I think it's in, what's the, Love Actually. That's where it got popular, is in that movie, I think.
Oh, this stinks.
We can watch the snow fall forever and ever.
It's got its place.
Yeah, the garbage can.
Yeah, the bat, huh?
So forced.
The admission's free. Then, of course,
Did you slip in the bathhouse?
Yes.
Here's Pat's Christmas song, Tom. You ready?
That's just mean.
What about Santa Claus? My Sonny Boy Williamson.
This is one. I love this one. Ever heard this one?
Christmas in jail. Christmas in jail. Had a little too much to drink.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't got no bail.
Where's he going to end up?
And I'm spending New Year's Eve in the clink.
I like the clink.
My mom always used the word the clink.
I like that.
Sonny Boy Williams.
Nice guitar.
My baby was shopping yesterday, so I'm going to buy what you need for Santa Claus.
Buy what you need for Santa Claus.
My baby was shopping yesterday.
She was shopping.
So I'm going to buy what you need for Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Women be shopping.
I'm going to take mine with me, but I'll leave your heart in my dresser drawer.
What's in this dresser drawer?
So that starts me to rambling.
All right, this is one the chick enjoys.
What is that?
Verses.
Yeah. It's a little hard to understand.
Yeah.
It's cool as hell.
It's great, though. Nice and raw.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
What's the name of that song?
Santa Claus.
Okay.
By Sonny Boy Williamson.
Oh, man. Oh.
How you doing, Josh?
Somebody has a new keyboard.
You're not immediate. Nobody else is immediately angry.
No.
I'm vomiting in my sleep.
It.
So happy. It's a happy.
No, it's so fake.
Remember,
it's so fake.
They just got caught and they're acting like they're writing a Christmas song.
The mood is right.
See? Listen.
The spirits up.
Seance.
Seance.
That's a very interesting interpretation.
Yeah. Just kidding. It's Christmas time.
A wonderful Christmas time. That's sweet. See? Now, is the...
All right.
I did notice that following a... following a controversy a few years ago, it seems that the song Baby It's Cold Outside is back.
I love the version from Elf. Yeah.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Yeah. You know, Sinatra's version, right? Christy, you know.
Oh, God.
You remember?
how does it go?
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
I really can't stay. Okay, you're going to go.
I say that.
You're going to go, I really can't stay. And we're going to do, this is Sinatra's version of
Baby.
Right?
It's Frank Sinatra.
Go ahead.
I really can't stay.
You're staying.
Thank you, Ava Gardner.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Thank you, Ava Gardner.
Remember there was a bunch of stations.
Yes,
stopped.
A lot of people quit.
Nobody was really offended by it.
God. Oh, there was some. You know,
I know, but they weren't really offended by it.
No, it was just one of those stunts.
They just wanted to make
women
kind of them a little.
Don't women kind of like to be told they're staying?
Oh, yeah, I'm into it.
There was a sexiness to that song that...
It was harmless.
Women aren't that fragile.
No, we're not. And we'll whip your ass.
Yes.
We're not worried about it.
Right. Yeah. So the premise, though, was that it was very cold outside. He didn't want her to leave.
Yeah, but it's maybe just another drink.
There's drinks involved.
But he's not being creepy like he...
He's not. No,
you got to throw it back to those...
Yeah.
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 You really can't stay.
Yeah. And he's just like,
the drugs are kicking in.
No.
Yeah.
My Viagra's now working.
Okay. Pat, we should do a version of it.
Whatever you want to do.
Update it. Yeah. Let's do it.
Oh, that's a good... Yeah, do the Viagra / Cialis.
Yeah. I like that.
What, make it worse?
Yeah. Make it a sexual assault.
Yes, yeah.
Full-blown sexual assault.
What do they call... What are the drugs called that...
Roofies.
The roofies, yeah, the roofies.
The doors are all locked.
You don't know who you are.
Just shut your eyes.
Diddy's got the camera.
Lay back and enjoy.
I was going somewhere else with luck. I was too.
I would assume that Tom was going to pick up luck.
Yeah. All right. We're going to move on from that to gingerbread houses. A museum in Minnesota offering classes that teach architecture and design using, among other things, gingerbread houses.
This is load-bearing. these gumdrops are going to be used as rivets for this load-bearing piece.
So much for having fun with the gingerbread house.
NPR News reports that the Stearns History Museum in St. Cloud hosts the unusual workshop as part of its mission to preserve and share history. Hmm. The class is led by Evan Larson with GLT Architects, who requires gingerbread architects to sketch a blueprint and apply for a building permit.
Oh, forget that.
Checks each design. Yeah,
the building permit, that's going to be impossible.
Oh, and it'll take you, 6 to 8 weeks before you can even get
a... Oh, you got to grease some palms, don't you?
Yeah. Giving builders the green light to construct their gingerbread houses. The idea, of course, is to have fun, but I wonder, do they put them on display?
Yeah.
But they make some pretty cool gingerbread
houses. I bet there are some cool looking ones.
Yeah.
Have you seen the charcuterie houses where it's all like meat and crackers now and cheeses instead of...
It's
the savory version.
Then do you eat them? Or
Yeah. You set it up so that it's just the holiday version.
Wouldn't it be like Jenga? You pull the wrong thing and the whole thing falls
It all falls,
down.
Yeah.
Wow, that's great. I haven't seen one of those.
They look neat. Yeah, they're fun.
Bring one of those in here for the... I'm going to probably throw together a little Christmas party for you guys.
You are?
Really?
Can you organize getting
a charcuterie house?
A charcuterie house?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You don't have to come, Chick. It's supposed to be fun.
He won't come anyway.
He's just talking out his ass.
No,
we're
going to have lunch. We'll have lunch.
We'd done one every year.
Well, you need to tell us in advance.
Well, I'm going to tell you when I get it nailed
down. That's why he waits. He waits because he doesn't want us on the
bus in 2 weeks. That's why he doesn't want us.
That's a pretty good move.
Very smart.
Can you imagine us asking him, can you be somewhere next Tuesday? I have a meeting.
I'm sure I do.
Next Tuesday I'm having surgery.
You're having surgery?
Yeah, my other eye's getting fixed.
Oh, it's not the rejuvenation?
No, not this one.
I got the dog. I got the dog and the cane plant.
Wow, that's not funny.
We're your best friends. We already did a gingerbread house of mine.
I thought you said four.
We did four of them, yeah.
Four. You've done four.
What are you, flipping three?
they're fun.
Oh, no, wait a second. That is a great idea. Can you imagine HGTV?
Let this gingerbread house.
Your friend, somebody
should
meet Mina.
Mina could do it. This gingerbread house has good bones.
That's funnier than anything great. Saturday Night Live's done this year.
Yeah.
So
that would be great. That would be a
flipping gingerbread house.
So funny.
I love the fact that, and this is a fun idea for architecture students, but I mean, obviously, if you have to get it through the process of going to the inspector and everything, I mean, it's going to be.
Is there anything more crooked than those people?
Not really.
It's important to have a housing that is properly made and
the sanitation department.
Okay, yeah.
So what is it? Cardboard roof and then the gingerbread on top? I've never done these.
No.
Never done a gingerbread house.
Well, you can buy.
I live in an apartment.
Now you can buy the house already made. It's already made of gingerbread.
What? It's just the sides. It's the structure itself, and then you decorate it and put it together.
Yeah, then you just put.
You don't have to put the roof on or nothing.
Nope, it's all done.
Well, that's cheating.
It's
modular.
It is.
Modular gingerbread home.
Yes, it's essentially delivered. You just have to add the siding.
The best part is trying to get the icing to stick so your walls don't fall down.
You have to put it together. It's just the structure.
No. The ones I have are all done. They're all done.
So you're just gluing the candy on?
Yeah, you're just gluing the candy on.
Okay.
Huh.
And eating it.
Wow,
that's the beauty for the kids.
Do you like gingerbread?
First of all, you let the kids eat that candy that comes with those?
No, we buy several.
Were windmill cookies essentially gingerbread?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a ginger cookie.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I think that the windmill cookies are those hard or soft?
Hard.
They were kind of crispy, yeah.
Isn't the gingerbread man, isn't there that endless video when your kids are three, they watch it over and over again?
What?
He's chasing the gingerbread man.
Are you thinking of the? Oh yeah, hey, I'm the gingerbread. You can't catch me.
Run as fast as you can.
My nieces love that. You're right.
Yeah. I don't know how I could forget that. I've watched it 10,000 times with a kid on.
And then
the
gingerbread.
Better get a new kid so I can get through it and do it again.
Gingerbread man made a comeback in Shrek, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
You ever seen Ginger Dead Man?
No. Oh, is that a horror film?
Yes. Gary Busey voices the gingerbread
no
man.
No way.
Sounds
it's animated?
He's kind of a puppet deal. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. It is just awful.
All right.
It's just kind of meant to be, I think.
Gotcha.
A Virginia man is accused of trying to shoplift.
Whether or not he's had sex makes no difference to this story.
What?
You said a Virginia man.
Not a virgin, a Virginia.
I misheard.
Is accused.
Oh, I'm sorry, did I try to throw a joke out there?
No,
we can talk more about Paul Rogers and his whatever it was you wanted to.
Man is brilliant. Ned is one of the all-time greats.
Yeah, I've got his dick.
I thought you honestly heard me say that. A Virginia man is accused of trying to shoplift during a Shop with a Cop event. WTVR reports about 50 Chesterfield County police officers gathered at a Walmart.
Chesterfield tastes good like a cigarette shirt.
Charity event.
It's WTVR.
TVR.
Okay, because WVCR. Nothing's ever live.
Police Lieutenant James Lamb told the station that an employee
on the lamb.
Came up to us and informed us they had a shoplifting in progress.
That's as good as virgin.
Thank you.
I think.
Talk about Paul Rogers.
We've had two bad ones since the virgin joke.
Paul Rogers isn't even talking about Paul Rogers.
Officers found the suspect attempting to make his escape, but was soon surrounded and taken into custody.
So the guy shoplifting.
Did I mention it was a Shop with a Cop event?
So there are cops all over
cops.
The store.
The yeah. firm.
The 32-year-old faces a felony charge of grand larceny. He attempted to steal nearly $1,400 worth of items.
Oh, man. He spent the wrong day?
Yeah.
Well, but he had to see all the cop cars out there. What an idiot. Maybe he figured, well, no one would be stupid enough to do this, so they're not going to be looking.
Maybe.
Makes sense. But fortunately, it's a Shop with a Cop was Thursday. Friday was Masturbate with Your Cellmate.
Masturbate. with your cellmate.
It's a big deal.
Shop.
He's going to be there just in time. What an idiot.
You know what tomorrow is, Spike.
I'll be behind the sink.
I've been saving up.
And he won't be a virgin man anymore, will he?
Okay, well. There's the nice bow. Yes.
There you go.
It's time to check in.
Have you heard
the
joke about hide and seek? You probably haven't, had you? The hide and seek joke?
Oh, it's so good.
Josh, okay. You want to tell her the hide and seek joke?
There's two fellas or...
yeah.
They meet at a bar. It's mostly men.
I said Josh told the joke.
I mostly men.
Got to get the setup.
Oh, and they go back to, you know, the one guy's house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, you want to play some hide and seek? And the other guy goes, sure. And he goes, okay, if you can find me, you can make love to me up the... And if you can't find me, I'll be behind the couch.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.